Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Police say a dispute between two North Philadelphia neighbors got out of hand when one of the men stabbed the other more than 10 times. More now from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
This all happened about 12:30 in the morning on 16th Street near Wingahockin, just a few blocks away from North Broad. Police say two men who live a few doors down from each other were fighting. Things escalated, and police say the one guy stabbed the other a bunch of times in the neck, shoulders, and torso. Cops and medics responded, and the 47-year-old victim was taken to the hospital where he was listed in critical condition. Chief Inspector Scott Small says the 43-year-old who stabbed him stayed on scene, and they took him into custody.
We also found a knife with about a 4-inch blade laying on the sidewalk near the scene.
Neighbors tell police that there was bad blood between these two men.
So it is an ongoing neighbor dispute. We just don't know specifically what they were arguing about today.
Police are going to look more into that and check back to see if they responded to the block before because of this dispute. They're also going to look at surveillance footage from the neighborhood as they investigate. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A water main burst and caused a road to buckle in northeast Philadelphia early this morning. The water department says the busted 12-inch main is on Algon Avenue near Hofnagel Street in Ronhurst. Water started pouring out onto the street around 5 a.m. This resident, Michael, lives close to where the break happened. He woke up and thought it was raining at first, but soon he stepped outside.
I was standing out here just watching the water flow by.
He also turned the bathroom faucet on and nothing was coming out.
I'm a little concerned. I hope we have water soon, but you know, I realize that these things can take time.
Officials say 20 properties in the area went without water. There are no reports of flooded out cars or basements. There have been road closures in the area as crews work on the repairs. Only a couple more days until Sunday night when the Eagles host the Lions. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
Big-time NFC showdown at the Link. First time since September 2022, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles play Detroit.
You know, I got a lot of respect for this team. I mean, we hadn't been able to match up with them in the last 2 years, but it's hard to miss all the success that they've had. And we got to come ready to play.
Well, the Lions are just as complimentary of the Eagles. Their star edge rusher, Aiden Hutchinson, called this a must win.
Every year the standard is to battle for that number one seed, you know, and they're one of those teams that we're going to battle with. So that's why it's a must win in my eyes. And it's going to set us up really good for the last stretch of the season.
New Eagles edge rusher, Jalen Phillips, will be making his home debut in yet another big game.
You know, you pray for times like this.
And because he was traded from the Dolphins after the Eagles' bye week, Phillips will not have a bye week this year. However,
that's okay. We'll just try to go out there and get that first week playoff bye.
Sunday's game could be quite important for that potential number one seed. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Sixers visit the Pistons tonight at 7:30, and the Flyers visit the Blues at 8. That's the All Local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.